405 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes! Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Stan Drewski will be here at 4:35. Talking about his award-winning show, the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It airs Saturday mornings, that's tomorrow, 8 a.m. on this here little radio station. So that's going to be good. We'll chat with Stan at 4:35. Believe it or not, folks are still weighing in on this entire idea of icing versus frosting, and the reality is that they're two entirely separate things, according to some. Jan in Ashland says, look, Jeff, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you're from the South, you say icing. Okay. But Barry Moore is from New Jersey, and he says icing. So, sorry, Jan, that entire thing just totally out. But Jan says, frosting came into vogue with the fictitious Betty Crocker and her red, white, and checkered cookbook. Interesting. Somebody else says, Jeff, I'm a baker. Icing is a clear sugar base, and frosting is colored and flavored. Wow. Okay. I don't know. I just don't. I've never been a baker. I love people who can bake. My dear friend Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, voted as the best baker in all of Central Virginia. Yeah. 804 says, Jeff, Hanover County will do the right thing and vote. You didn't even spell his name right, 804. 804 says, Hanover County will do the right thing and vote for Ricky Dandridge for sheriff. And he didn't even spell the guy's name right. But that's a good indication of some of the people who are on that that team. They're just far left wing people, and so facts are generally speaking irrelevant, and important information is not on the agenda, and what have you. I don't know how people are going to vote. I don't. I really don't. What I will say again is that it is an election coming up, and early voting starts in 30 days for all of this. All of this is predicated upon a hatred and a contempt for President Trump. And I know they're going to be like, Jeff, you know, Trump is not on the ballot. I completely agree with you. Obviously, Trump is not on the ballot. But Trump is on the ballot. His name is not on the ballot, but there are so many people who are motivated to vote right now simply because they hate President Trump. That is what is unifying Democrats right now. Democrats are saying, if you hate Trump, you've got to vote for us because, hey, we hate Trump too. Well, what about, riddle me this, Batman, what about somebody who says, okay, I hate Trump. Good, you have to vote for us. Well, but here's the problem there, left-wing people. I could, in theory, I think, still hate Trump and still be aware that your policies are crap, right? Isn't it, right? Two things can be true at once. Isn't that expression, right? Two things can be true at once. You could have somebody who does not like President Trump. And let's not kid ourselves. There are lots of people who do not like President Trump. I'm not one of them. But I get it. There are people for whom his personality rubs them the wrong way. And that's enough. That's enough.
Well, he's a loudmouth.
That he is. No doubt. He absolutely is. Does that mean that I don't want him as president? It might mean that I don't want him at a dinner party, right? That, like, you would have that option. you would be able to say, hey, I don't like him, so we're throwing this big blowout in the backyard. We're not bringing him because I don't like him. Okay, valid choice. Again, I think it's the wrong one, wouldn't be the one I would do, but you could make that argument. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to, and I'll invite who I want to. Okay. I personally am looking at what's best for the country. How do we move forward? How do we grow the economy? How do we have more opportunities for our children? How do we have a strong national defense? Now, for me, all of these things are part and parcel of the Trump agenda, if you will. Make America great again, America first, whatever it is that we're going to call it as we move forward. I don't know, don't care. But for a lot of people, all that they need to know is that they hate Trump. They don't like him. I see these idiots on the James River Air text line every single solitary day. By the way, if you'd like to be an idiot on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By all means, you can send an idiotic text, which I will ignore promptly. You can also send a well-reasoned, intelligent text. Same number. We should just have separate numbers, but we don't. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. But there are a lot of people who simply do not like President Trump, and they are motivated, and they are going to vote. That is absolutely correct. And so you are going to see it. You're going to see it all over the place. Some places are going to come out of this election in far better positions than they were going in. I give you an example. The state of Florida will be in a better place after this election than they are now. There will be more Republicans, and there will be a much more conservative mindset than there is even now in Florida. And right now, it is a pretty conservative, business-forward mindset. And it's going to be even better after these midterm elections. That's the fact. And that's why there are a lot of people who have got to start thinking, is that the next move? Is that the next place we're going to be? It's just the reality of it. Business people are looking at Virginia right now. And if we have a recalibration, which is a distinct possibility, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I have to be honest with you. And as the only person on this radio station who has lived and worked in Virginia for a long, long, long time, I would dare say I'm the only one qualified to offer this insight in this way. If we see folks like Rob Whitman, Jen Kiggins, John McGuire lose or come very close to losing, we're going to be in a very difficult place. Very difficult place. And those are all very real, distinct possibilities. Anybody who thinks that anything in this midterm election is a lock in Virginia, better go and have your head examined. Because it's not. It's just not. It's just not. Let me give you a couple of little things here. What's his name? Scott Jennings, as I mentioned to you, the only reason that anybody should have to endure CNN, he explains inflation to some of the assembled brain trust at CNN, and to put it mildly, they are none too happy. Cut number one.
Debt is up. Inflation is up. Gas prices are up.
Inflation is down, actually.
Inflation is up. Gas prices are up.
Inflation is down.
Inflation is up.
It's down.
It was 3% when Joe Biden took office.
Inflation is higher today than it was when
Trump took higher than when he took office.
To hear you two ignore the inflation rate during Biden versus
debt. You just made a factual mistake.
What was the highest rate during Biden?
Inflation was 3%.
What was the highest rate during Biden?
I'm asking. I'm speaking right now. I said, and I'm correct, inflation was 3%.
There was no inflation during Biden.
Hold on, Keith. Let me just settle this once and for all. We don't need to argue over things that are just facts.
Actually,
okay.
Wrong.
Inflation was very high under Biden, but when Donald Trump came into office, it was lower than
3%.
It is today.
It was 3%.
That's the
so
end
you
of that.
That it was.
That
got,
is the
it
end
went
of
up
that.
Under Biden,
Stop.
And it's lower now.
Why are you arguing over things that don't need to be argued about? If the inflation rate when Donald Trump took office was lower than what it was, is today, that is what Keith is talking about. That's not something to argue.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Do you notice what the one guy, I don't know, some talking head left over from the Obamaton community? Well, you know, when Biden came in, inflation was 3%. You're absolutely correct. Biden came in right off of the Trump presidency where inflation was at a record low. Then, during the Biden abomination, it skyrocketed to 8.5% plus. President Trump has brought it down, and the only place where there's even a sliver of truth in any of that little conversation on that guy's side is when it was up. Inflation ticked up a tenth of a point for 1 month, but it's far down from where it was under Biden. Just the facts. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, when I see a Mark Warner and a Ricky Dandridge sign in the same yard, it tells me all I need to know. Yeah, it would be nice if the so-called independent candidate would just admit that he's a Democrat, because all the Democrats are telling everybody, of course he's a Democrat. We know he's a Democrat. That's why the Democrats in Hanover County are supporting him. That's why the left wing in Hanover County has gotten on board with him. And it's all of the same suspects, the usual suspects. You only see his signs in the reliably Democrat yards here in Hanover County. So, again, if anybody thinks that the sheriff's election in Hanover County is a lock, I got news for you. A lot of angry people in Hanover County, headquartered in Ashland, that's where the leftists have the base of operations for the county, they are absolutely, positively going to be voting anti-Trump. They hate Trump, and that will drive them to the polls. It is all the more reason. If everybody wants to see a victory in Hanover County, you'd better make sure, and you're a Republican, you're a conservative, you're somebody who looks at the leadership in the sheriff's office and says, well, why would we go backwards? Then you better make sure you go out and you tell 10, 20, 30 friends of yours which way to vote. It is 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Here in the center of the universe, by the way, beautiful Hanover County, it is sunny and it is drizzling. Yeah, I know what to make of it, but it is what it is. A couple of other texts coming in here that I think are fairly interesting. Let me share them with you. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I am a Midwestern boomer. Frosting goes on cakes, icing goes on flaky pastries. Huh. Okay. 804, Jeff, the $15 an hour minimum wage goes into effect around the same time the paid family medical leave starts. I hope that was figured into the costs. If not, this program is going to be more expensive than the initial cost. I wouldn't be surprised if they are the ones who are going to abuse this program the most. That's David in Mechanicsville. Yep. Absolutely. Berkeley says, Jeff, this paid time off is disgusting. Now, if it was me, this wouldn't bother my employer if I were working, because I have a more self-respect than to take time off just because a brand new law went into effect that affects the lazy basement dweller mindset. Right. But of course, Berkeley, that you're not, and it will, and it does, and yeah, exactly. 804, Jeff, isn't your brother a baker or a chef? My brother is a chef, and I don't know if he will be able to fill me in on the truth of the matter. Is it icing or is it frosting? I will reach out to him over the weekend. He's in the process of opening a brand new restaurant in where is he this time? Deerfield, I think it's Deerfield Beach, the northernmost part of Broward County, which is why I didn't have a chance to get together with him. Here I was down in Florida last week, and I had high hopes that he and I would be able to meet up. He said, well, you know, this guy that he at this point, I think, works for exclusively, he's opening another restaurant, and so my brother is down there as the head chef and opening it up for him. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to be in St. Augustine, and maybe we can meet like somewhere in the middle. And then you have to remember, Florida's a really big state. When we used to drive with the kids, when we lived in Charlotte for a long time, and I worked at WBT, which if you're familiar with radio at all, WBT is one of those legendary stations. In fact, I ran into somebody the other night. Heidi and I were at a dinner, and this couple came up and said, we used to listen to you on WBT. We were so happy to find you here at WRVA. So anyway, when we lived in Charlotte, North Carolina, we used to drive down and visit my mom in South Florida. And the boys would get so excited when we would cross from Georgia into Florida. And they said, this is great. It's great. Look, we're here. We're almost there. We're almost at Bubby's. It's like, sit down, guys. We've got another 300 miles. Hopefully we'll see Bubby for dinner. That was the plan. But it was interesting as I was back in Florida for the first time in a long time, and I just kept thinking to myself, yeah, this is probably where I am destined to wind up. And that first coast, that Jacksonville area, Jacksonville, St. John's County, that neck of the woods, there's just something about it that I've always liked. Heidi, I think, has been more of a Tampa person. And you know what the weirdest part is? Even though our friend Rob Chadwick is now in Orlando, we've never been Orlando people. No. So we'll make the determination at some point, I guess. But anyway, so long story short, no, I did not get a chance to get together with my brother last week, and I will try and reach out to him over the weekend and see if he says icing or he says frosting. I will give you a full report on Monday, which, by the way, is Congressional Monday. And dear friend, great member of Congress, Rob Whitman, will be here on Monday. It is 4:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, man. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Mark in South Hill. I've got to share this before I bring in my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski. Mark in South Hill says, good afternoon, Jeff. I'm sure you got word that everyone here had money on the fact that you were signing a contract on your forever home while you were in Florida last week. Come on, man. The jig is up. No. I was not. I didn't look at any houses while I was there. I was, honest to goodness, in a classroom with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office from 8 in the morning until 5 in the evening every single solitary day. I made it to the beach one day for an hour, and that was it. There was no downtime. It was like being back in school, and it was great. Don't get me wrong on that. I mean, I loved that time and got a lot out of it, including, this sounds egotistical and I don't mean it that way, but I don't care if it sounds that way, but earned a national certification for police counseling, which is very important to me. You know, that's just, maybe not the vacation that other people would have taken, but for me, it was very important. But no, Mark, have not signed any deals on any homes in Florida. I did, however, suggest to Heidi that we should go back and take a look in North Florida, the first coast, at some point. That's all I'm going to say. Now, having said that, Saturday morning's radio station feature the best weekend radio show anywhere on God's green earth. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Luckily, we were able to find a guy named Stan Andruski to host it, because, you know, if you didn't, that would be a real screw-up. Stan during the week, of course, is found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. On a Friday afternoon, Stan, my brother from another mother, is kind enough to join us to talk all about what's coming up on his big show. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are you doing on this beautiful Friday afternoon?
I am just dandy. I am looking at typical Hanover County weather, bright sunshine and drizzle at the same time.
And Hanover tomatoes.
Yes.
Everywhere.
That's right.
That's all that matters, right?
That is
so,
all.
Oh, man. What a good feeling it is to be back. Guys, we have had such a busy summer. I just got back from Hackers last weekend, the Shop Hackers Conference. Over 2,000 shop owners there. We had about 160 new shop owners sign up with ShopFix Academy to change their lives. Super excited. Of course, we do those things to learn how to run better businesses and to help people run better automotive businesses. All honestly, across the United States, and what it does for us is when I get back, I'm on fire because I'm helping older business owners who own automotive shops locally. I'm helping them across the country, but a lot of them don't know how to retire. They don't know how to get out of business. They don't know how to have a profitable business, right? Their dad mm-hmm. left it to them, or they were a mechanic and they thought that they could do better. And so all those things come into play. And so I just couldn't be more excited to just tell you that I think the most that I've ever signed up in a year before were about 70. We doubled that this year. The economy has tightened up in some places, and they're trying to get the best value for their customers and be able to negotiate parts like we do. So I'm super excited just to be back.
Yeah.
We have had about 3 weeks of missing the show, but tomorrow we'll be live, God willing, if he gives me another day tomorrow. And
yep.
I can't wait, Jeff. I cannot wait to go into to get back on the show and answer some of the questions you guys have. And I also have an exclusive deal that's coming up for back to school. I'm going to talk to WRBA listeners about in just a minute.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, back to school is coming up in a couple of days for the big divisions, of course, Hanover, Henrico, Chesterfield, City of Richmond. Folks are, I think they're going to be a lot of very happy parents when their kids return to school. It'll be that day when you look at the wife and go, okay, that's it. They're gone. We got the whole day to ourselves. We're going to dance around and drink coffee or whatever we're going to do, but they are back in school.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of school, I just dropped Caroline off. We're actually on our way back from Roanoke College, and, you know, this is her senior semester.
Oh.
And so we got to drop her off and move her in one last time, and I think she may do some law school after, and so we're really excited. And then just, again, fall's coming up.
Yep.
I actually want to ask all the listeners, both of our listeners, if you could, if you know a teacher that has just been amazing to your kids, even if it's, you know, from last year, you just know this teacher, could you PM me or Jeff and let us know? We'd like to do some special things for a few teachers in the local Central Virginia area. Just thank them. We'll talk more about what that might look like, but I just wanted to hear some stories, and not just a name, but like what they meant to your child or why, because there's so many teachers out there and coaches I remember growing up that were just such a pivotal part of my life. And I don't think we do, before we get into the back to school special, I don't think we ever do enough for our teachers and for you know, our leaders around here, around what they do for us. Like
you
leave school a lot of times, you're like, man, I'll never be able to give back to that person like they is. If you could just let us know, I'd love to hear them.
Okay. Oh, that is a great idea. Yeah, let's get some of that stuff put together. I'm already, by the way, thinking of a couple of teachers that have had such amazing influence on the Katz kids, and I know other families. It's the same situation, right? You think you're like in this silo alone, but you go, oh my gosh, of course you remember so and so, or remember, like you said, it was a teacher, it was a coach, it was just somebody who said, Stan, come with me for a second, right? And it's sort of like that Dutch uncle took you under the wing and said, son, I can learn you one or two things, and it just made your life better. Yeah, oh, what a great idea to give back to some of those folks. Stan, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I coached Llewellyn, that was middle school. I had Coach Mortzakis that taught us how to drive. Never gave anybody an A, but this guy got one. That's the one good thing I was good at, fixing cars and driving. We had Coach Condon, just so many people. They weren't all coaches. I had Miss Matthews. My daughter had Miss Matthews when we were younger,
okay.
When she was younger. So just some of these teachers, Miss Edmonds, some of these teachers, I can tell you their name. But I really, really want to just have some of that. And then as far as the big exclusive to WRVA listeners, we're doing a back school deal. You know, we already have some of the lowest priced oil in town. You see gas and oil prices up. You know, all summer long, we have been trying to keep the prices of our oil changes. We have not changed them. We've also been given deals on induction and fuel injection services, which have saved you money on fuel. So that if you're spending $3 a gallon and we're able to get your gas mileage back up, you're actually going to get back to almost about par by getting those things done. And we're giving you the money to be able to do it. So basically, it's a back-to-school special. We do a tire rotation. You know, you get a full 75-point DVI check. Right. When you bring it in there, we test your batteries, your coolant, all of your fluids. But it's going to be a tire rotation, oil change, and a AC climate check, you know, control. We're going to be making sure your heat and your AC work, checking your cabin air filters. That's going to be for right about $94 for synthetic blend and about $110 for full synthetic. That's the oil change, tire rotation, the full check over, and the AC check. So that's pretty daggone good. So
that's great.
And of course, teachers always get a little more out of that deal and a little better prices. So make sure you mention if you're a teacher, and we're going to work with all of the teachers for the back to school. They're the ones who make it possible, right?
Absolutely. Oh, what a great idea. I love that, Stan. I'm excited about that. I am also excited, as you say, first time in a couple of weeks. We've got In the Garage Saturday morning. That's tomorrow at 8 a.m. I know that people always get focused on change of seasons and what have you. And even though we got Labor Day coming up, you and I both know we could still see 100 degrees anytime right up until, I don't know, Thanksgiving. And we could probably see 12 degrees anytime after Thanksgiving, right? So, I mean, you just got to be on guard all the time.
Before TG and after TG, every single year, you really, you know, there's been many times. And you never really know. So seasonal changes, we always talk about. And tomorrow I want to go over again. I love doing this time of year. We have our top 10 most frequently asked questions about car repair.
Nice.
These are the things that people come in and they're like, hey, what about this? What about that? You know, from tires, you know, your tires have a DOT number, most of them, unless you're really old tires. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know, you know, right about the 5-6 year mark, even if your tire treads look really good, it's about time to start looking at replacing those tires. You have a life cycle on tires. And then a lot of the maintenance we talk about, a lot of, you know, when do batteries die more, cold or hot? It's actually a different season than what you might think when we see the most batteries. It's not when it gets 20 degrees out. We see a lot. It's actually on the hotter days. We have a lot more batteries that will fail.
Okay.
And so those types of questions we're going to go into. We're going to have 10 of those tomorrow, top 10, as well as all your questions to car care. I mean, I think we're on 5 years, Jeff. I love being able to go in there and people want free second opinions. You know, yep. Certified Ann Arts already does that.
That's right.
And a 15-minute, you know, no-wrench inspection. We're basically doing that on the radio now for 5 years, where we just help you sort of get the noise out of this big, giant estimate you might have or questions, and we help you focus in on, A, what's really wrong and what's the most important, just like in our stores, priority 1 through 3, and then help you come up with a plan on how to fix it.
I love it. Well, I am, number one, I'm grateful that you're back. I'm excited to see you. I cannot believe that Caroline is a college senior, because that would make you really old, Stan. I mean, I'm the same age as when I first met her in, I don't know, elementary school. But you, my God, you're just ancient at this point.
Pretty much. Moses, back when Moses was driving, I was fixing his car. I get it. Thanks, Jeff.
The chariot needs a new pony. There's no way around it. We've done our best. You got the spare on there. It's doing the best it can. But, we're going to need some help over there. Oh, I got two nominees for you. Just to credit Miss Mitchell and Lieutenant Head, both great school teachers at Patrick Henry High School here in Hanover County. Both absolute salt of the earth. Miss Mitchell is the special ed teacher for Patrick Henry High School, and she's no nonsense, and those kids come through there and they've never been better served. We know that. And then Lieutenant Head heads up the Navy Junior ROTC program there, but they also do all sorts of stuff for the special ed kids. So there you go. Those are my two names. I'm going to throw them into the hat. Okay, so now we got at least
Good.
A couple of people on the book.
Yes, and please message me them too as well, and then you guys can message Jeff. I hope you're okay with this. I didn't ask Jeff ahead of time, but you can PM me or Jeff or in the garage. with Stan and Jeff, and just look them up. Message us about your teacher. You know, I don't know what we'll be able to do. If we get a lot, we may be able to help all the teachers to do something special for all of them. We may do something like a card where you just write what they meant to you. There's a lot of ideas running through my head with this, but they need to know they're cared for. They need to know how much we appreciate them. And I just don't think we do it enough. And so thank you to all the teachers going back and for your heart and what you do for our kids. I just want to say thank you. We love you. And we're going to do something special for those of you that we hear about this fall. So coming up, next month or so.
All right. Yep. Well, Stan Andruski, I will chat with you in the morning, my brother, and I am excited about it. That is the one, the only Stan Andruski. Again, during the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But the most important appearance each and every week, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. on this very radio station, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio show anywhere. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 551, Jeff, or I'm sorry, 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. See, I should be saying it is 1651. Did we ever decide if we were going to stick with that? You know, I come up with these harebrained ideas, and then I throw them out there, and then everybody jumps on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, weighs in with very intelligent, well-reasoned, detailed analysis, and then I forget. So did we or did we not commit to the 24-hour clock? If you remember, because it was like, I don't know, yesterday already, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know what? Can I confess to something? I am slightly distracted at the moment. Shocking, I know. But no, I am. There's this beautiful photo that popped up. You know, we just came through the Fatherhood Foundation, the father figure, and we're getting ready. We'll not too long from now, we'll be getting into Father Christmas and all that. But there was a beautiful photo from a few years back, and you know my pal Emily Morrissey, right, from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, down there in Midlothian. So this is a few years ago, but it just popped up in my memories. And here's my dear friend Emily. There's me, and we both got big old smiles on our face. Now I know why I have a big smile on my face, because Emily has a big smile on her face. Because you can't be hanging out with Emily and not have a big old smile on your face. Because that's just, I think it's actually a law. It is in Chesterfield County. It may not be technically speaking the law outside of Chesterfield County. But in Chesterfield County, it's on the books. It's like a local ordinance down there. But anyway, so I'm just looking at the photo. I'm thinking, aw. So I just I was busy texting that to Emily's mom to show Emily. You know, that's all. Okay, now let's get back to the real world, or at least planet Earth, where some of us reside on, I would say, a regular basis. But, you know, did you remember Bill de Blasio? He was the grossly incompetent, hardcore socialist mayor of New York City. Yeah, you do remember him. I knew that. Well, he's now out and about and trying to run for something because God forbid he find a paying job somewhere in that dreaded private sector. But he was, I think he was on CNN. I'm not entirely sure. It could have been another one of the talking head shows. But just take a listen. It's a quick cut. Cut number two, please.
Serious, right?
This is a really important point. We do not have a way to have a national conversation on this topic. I think you're right on the money there, sadly. You know, Bill Clinton, to his credit, made a big point of focusing on the question of the debt. Since then, it has left the national dialogue in so many ways. And now, because the world is about Trump and reaction to Trump and what's going to happen after Trump, there's going to be a long period, I think, of kind of healing and renewal potentially in the country. But getting us to this question of where are we going? Where are we going structurally? That is going to take most of a decade to even have the right conversation in this country.
Which is incredibly frustrating.
Is it incredibly frustrating, or is that just a big pile of crap? Now, it could be both, actually. It could be both a big pile of crap, and it could be incredibly frustrating. He actually is right about one thing. I know, I never thought I'd say that either, but he is right about one thing. Most political conversations in the year 2026 are somehow, some way connected to President Trump. He is absolutely correct. That's what happens when you're the president of the United States. Things go well, you get the credit. Things go poorly, you get the blame. If you are in opposition and all you have in your toolbox is opposition to the sitting president, well, guess what? Everything is now filtered through the prism of the sitting president. Will it take us a long time to talk about the economy? Will it take us a long time to talk about the debt? I don't know. Do we? On this one again, I'm going to tell you yes. Because there's an entire generation, a younger generation, who right about now is saying, I don't believe I will ever, ever, ever be able to make enough money to adequately live. I won't be able to purchase a home. I won't be able to do this, that, or the other. And they are voting. And the first big vote they're going to have is coming up, starting early voting in about 30 days. And I don't know that it bodes well for Republicans. It is 1657, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.